imagen de Gareth Bale vestido con su equipación oficial del Real Madrid.
This is what 100 million euros buys you at football's current exchange rate. Gareth Bale, a Real Madrid player at last, and greeted like a hero on his very first day. He made an effort to fit in with a little Spanish.
Hola, es un sueño para mí jugar para Real Madrid. Gracias. Gracias por esta gran acogida. Hola, Madrid.
Bale was joined by partner Emma Rees-Jones and their 10-month-old daughter Alba Violet, who may take as long to settle in Madrid as her father. Unlike the transfer, tickets were free. More than 15,000 fans queued for hours to get in.
It's very special for Real Madrid, and it's a great event for all the Madridists, and Madrid, the city, is very, very special.
We are very happy to have Gareth Bale here with us today.
He's a good player. I think he's what this team needs. He's really fast. He's really strong. I mean, he's perfect.
They saw Bale display some of the skills that will earn him £300,000 a week, though nerves meant they were not his best. Some are successfully using their juggling skills to earn just a handful of euros. Bale's wages are at odds with economic reality in Spain, and many here face different pressures to earn a living. The Spanish economy is in crisis, as banks have been bailed out by the European Union, and unemployment in Gareth Bale's age group is running at more than 50%. But the real economy is very different to the Real economy, and at the Bernabeu, business is booming.
The club expects to get a lot of income by having Bale play for it, and it'll get a part of the names on shirts and all that that they really charge for. So the expectation is that Real Madrid will be better off with this great player.
Today was as much about Bale the brand as Bale the footballer, but goals and trophies will need to follow if he's to repay Real Madrid's massive investment. The hard work starts now. Paul Kelso, Sky News, Madrid.